happens to be the last, the close of this series of Shiurim. Thank you everyone for attending. The Shiur becomes the Chaburas, this is the Shiur, so everyone gets a big Yashkoyach. This was June's Mando, we started on May 16th and we're concluding on July 14th. So I guess you can call it 2 months of... And I realize I'm serious nefesh for everyone to come, so we give everyone the Yashkoyach. Okay. So I want to finish off with one in the Kuda. There's still, obviously, we could be going for... still always more things to say about the Mikvos and so many details in the construction, but hopefully we did a lot of the main in the Kudas. Okay. A couple of things. We discussed the machloikis between the Noda Bihuda and the Gedulei Tara. If you have a kli that was nasa the shamish sakarka, so it's not mekabel tumah. That's a beferish mishnah. But what about shuvim? So the Noda Bihuda says two separate dinim. Kabbalah's tumah and shuvim are two separate dinim. So even though it's something that's nasa the shamish sakarka is not mekabel tumah, but it's still shuvim because lemaisa. It's no different like Kli Avonim, Kli Gelolim, etc. And the Gedulei Tara disagrees. The Gedulei Tara says no, because if it's Nasas L'Shamish is a Karka, it's Dino Kekarka. So if it's Dino Kekarka, so it's not even Shuvim. It's not even Shuvim. And that's the big Nafkamina, where all the tap water that we have is all made with Pasa, Nasas L'Shamish is a Karka, whether it'll be shuvim or not. So, as I told you many times, the Psak HaMakubo is the Noda Bihuda, and we're not supposed to even say that the Gedulei, like someone said, Gedulei Tara.
Is this even
Kakakul Psak HaKava? It's Nasa L'Shamish HaKarka.
So it was made before, but it was made with that Kava.
Yeah. So one nakuda I was wondering is, okay, everyone agrees that if it's nases l'shamish is a karka, it's not mekabel tumah, that's a beferish mishnah. And if, whether it has a din shuvim, that's a machloikas, the Noda Bihuda and the Gedulei Tara. But what would be legabe being toivel in the kli? So say you had a kli that was nasas l'shamish as a karka. So is that considered? So the Gedulei Tara says,
it would be good.
If you have a kli that's nasas l'shamish as a karka, so it's not shuvim according to the Gedulei Tara. So could you even I'd say like a bathtub, right? A bathtub is manufactured l'shamish is a karka. It's manufactured to put, right? It's not
built in.
It's not manufactured as a separate kli, and then you decide to. That's the way they're manufactured to be put into the. So theoretically, if you would have such a tub that you could have. I don't know if a bathtub would have 40 saw, but if you have 40 saw, would that be good according to the Gedulei Tara?
According to Noda Bihuda, you're done, because in itself it's a kli.
Yeah, according to Noda Bihuda, it's just that it's not mekabel tumah, but it's a kli, nothing to talk about. I mean, the only thing I wanted to know... Right. So...
This is, both opinions would hold that pipes are for sure okay? Like all that discussion we had about... Because it's all made l'shamish, all pipes are part of the structure.
So again, okay, for what?
Not shuvim, no? But then the Gedulei Tara.
Gedulei Tara says it's not shuvim. The Noda Bihuda disagrees.
Even on the pipe, not just
if the pipe doesn't have a base kibble, then...
Right, but I'm saying on the roof.
Yeah.
That's something to get the water from the roof into the bar.
Yeah. Oh. So okay. It happens...
The breaster said, I've been thinking, the way they get the water from the roof to the pipe... The roof has to be built on some sort of slant. That doesn't make a catalphus issue.
Because we're not trying to be mechaber anything. Because katafras is you want to mechaber two things. Katafras eidu chibur. When you're getting water on the roof, you're not trying to be mechaber anything. You're trying to get the water to get to the destination. So that's not a problem. It was if I would try to be mechaber two different, but I'm not trying to be mechaber anything because I'm only trying to be mechaber once it gets down to the ground. Yeah. Then it's going to be mechaber. Yeah. Oh, so it happens to be, luckily enough, the Gedulei Torah himself addresses this question on page 6 and 7. Here he writes Beferish on page 7 on the bottom. V'yotza ledina, v'ashakosev dekelim ha'asuyin lekarka v'yeshlam beiskibol kolzman shelo kovan bekarka dinam kekelim. Top line. Who postly must a mikvah? Kol shekain shein tovlim them. V'achar shekovan av shenasu kekarka mikol mokom litbol besocho vade da'osa. So that was an interesting chiddush to me. Because I would have been expecting him to go all the way. In other words, because if it's Nasis and Lashami says a karkas, Dino Kakarka is not Shuvim, so it's like a piece of ground. It's like a cavity in the ground. This hastes the ground.
Maybe it's only Xero.
Do we have a source for Xeros, or he's making his own
thing? Well, what's his story? Does he explain what he is?
What do they do with the Mishnayos where the water is passing over Kalim? They're going to say those Kalim weren't Lashamish Sakarka?
Well, that's a separate thing. Those question whether the Kabbal Tuma, that's a whole different discussion.
I thought you said if it's Mechober, it's not Kabbal Tuma.
Right.
I'm saying so. It is the
discussion. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm saying you're going to have to make a Kimta.
Yeah. I don't know. He says it. So he's the cool. He's the Baal HaKula here, but somehow he stopped short. In other words, the three dargas here: there's Kabbalas Tuma, there's Shuvim, and then there's Tovel Betochel. So the Mishnah gives you the first one, the Gedulei Torah and the Nodu Yehuda to fight out the second one, and the third one, he didn't.
Unless that's the Xera of being Tovel on Kalim.
So maybe it's only a Din Derabbanan.
There's a separate thing, which they announced, maybe because they're afraid, this, that.
Right, so maybe it's a Din Derabbanan. Maybe it'll just
go. Right.
But for that Din of.
The
only thing with that is. You could have said that on the Shuvim aspect too, right?
What are you saying? That Midaraisa, I mean, that's a separate Xera on the Tfil, not on the Mikvah.
Right, so the first part he's talking about Shuvim, and he's saying it has to be Koveh, you have to Nasis and Shamish and Koveh Bekarka. Avalacha Shekovan, Avshin Nasu Bekarka, and it's not going to be Shuvim. Mikomokom Litbol Besocho Vadei Da'osa. So that was a surprising line to me. So Rabbi Tuchman says, maybe it's Rabbi Tuchman always Din Derabbanan. He's into the. Because, you see, the conceptual things are always like Rabbi Shechter once said, you know, the people want to say the Priska stuff, so they want everything to be a Daraisa. And the people who don't say it's all a Derabbanan, because then a Derabbanan, you don't have to say a conceptual analysis, just say some type of Hashash and something like that, and you take away all the, So Rabbi Tuchman is into saying it's a Derabbanan. So he's saying it's Logara from the Halacha that you're not allowed to be Tovel on top of a mat. Because even though that din was by something that's mekabel tuma, but here, even though it's not mekabel tuma, but he'll say that maybe he's making a new gzeira. He's saying it's part of the gzeira that he's going to come to be tovel in a kli that's not mechuber lakaka, and then that's p'psul daraisa. Okay, so that's the first. That was the first point that.
The only thing that's difficult is he says body also sounds like, you know, it's like a little
pleasure. Right, more than okay, that was the first point. Then the next point, I want to rehash another machlokes between the Dodo Behuda and the Chasam Sofer about. We had this whole sugya about Kavolos of Choko, Kavolos of Choko. So at the end of the sugya, the Gemara says that's only by a Derabbanan. By a Deraisa, then it doesn't make a difference. Kavolos of Choko, Kavolos of Choko, it's considered a Kli. In other words, Lagabi Shu'uvim, which is only Derabbanan, if you hold, it's only Derabbanan, like Gimelugim or whatever. Then make a chiluk if the kli was kavol sof choko. Was it made into a kli before it was in the ground or after the ground? Right. So that's. But it's mashma from the sugya that if it's a shayla of a deraisa, then even kavol sof choko.
So that would answer this question.
One second. Is going to be.
No good. Kli.
Is going to be a kli.
That would answer this
chiluk. No, it
won't.
Because
it's
a chashash derisa,
be
toivon a kli.
And if you assume
shuvah is the
rabbanon
and toivon a kli, yeah, we're doing mikvahs. No, because over there, the word is it's nasa l'shamish as hakarka.
And
kovim
so kontivet
na. Right.
Or a guy took a piece of wood and nailed it to the floor, and then he decided to turn it.
Right.
Okay. So,
if he's kovel, yeah. Right, then obviously it's. Right, I hear. So maybe that's what he means. But over there, okay, but Bukhara, the din of Nasa Shamish Sakaka said even by Chokos of Kovel. And even that, he says, you can't be Tovel. Well, even though he says there's no shuvim there, and there's no because it's not since Shabbos is a kaka.
But the one here is saying that even kol sof choko is also by the reisus.
Right. The Gemara says shani. I didn't. The last line on the next page was, you know, bechal the shiva derabbanan. Then he says the difference. So. That's so. Everyone has to. So the Shulchan Aruch is from the tour on page 4. Halokeach Kli Gadol. Here's on Chaviz Gadola or Avera Reva Gadola. Right, you have this big kli, a big barrel, the nikvo, and you put a hole in it. Nekev hametaro, the yeshomrim that it should be shuvet sanot. The kovel ba'arts. So that's what kovel uva. No, but here you made what?
Here was already
a barrel already.
A barrel already, but then you ice barreled it. You ice barreled it. Because you made a hole. And then you put it in the ground, and now it can be a receptacle, because it's on the ground. The kovel ba'aretz, v'aso mikvah, harei ze kosher.
Never a
clear yet. Right, okay, maybe
that's
this
really
is. Yeah.
Classic case where it's Mamashkaki.
Yes, Mamashkaki, okay. But then, look in the Ramah. Mutter lasos ala gag, right? We saw the Chuvas Arash, but you could put a mikvah on the gag. That's Rav Chaim's mikvah. He wanted it to be above ground. Mutter, page. You can make the mikvah on the rooftop. Uvachi lo yehet tochli, o evna. Achas shechoko. Levasov kovel. Well, you can't make it if it's choko levasov kovel. But it's mashma that it's kovel sof chokoko is okay. Avachibor avanim harbe lo mikri kli. Right? In other words, if you take a stone and you're chokakol of sof kovo, that's no good. But the inference seems to be that if you first put it in the ground, the stone, and then you carve it out, that would be okay.
And you're putting the barrel on this?
No, forget the barrel. There's nothing to do with the barrel anymore.
So you see that the Rama's not going
on the Rama's not going on the barrel.
Forget the barrel. You just said the Maskana Sagamara was.
Right.
Because it's
that's the Noda Yehuda's Kasha on the Rama. Because the Rama says if you would take a big rock and then you'd put it in the ground and then you would howl it out, that would be good. Because that's Kovo Ulosov Chokko. So the Noda Yehuda asks Akasha, how could that possibly be good? Because the Gemara says when it comes to a psul daraisa, we don't make a distinction between chavul, sof chokol, sof. So he says, you're right, it's not good. It's mashma, it's good, it'll be good maybe for tefilas kalim, something that you only need mikvah midrabanan. But his big yisod is that you don't have a...
What tefilas kalim midrabanan, you mean glass?
Yeah, by it's a shiloh with the tefillas kalim is the rice of the rabban. So according to many Rishonim, it's only the rabban.
And they go on those shilohs.
So therefore, he thinks maybe. But the Chasam Sofer is of the shita that no. Chasam Sofer says that even for tefillah daraisa, there's that you could cover the sof chokko is okay. So that's the machlokas, as Rav Gutman points out, Noda Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer. I mean, the Tor was the one who was the first one to break what the Gemara said. And that's why everyone was yelling at the Tor. That the Tor says cover the sof chokko is good, and then the Ramah brings it down. So everyone said, but isn't that against that? Okay, so it's against that line in the Gemara. So maybe we don't possibly like that line in the Gemara. But Chasam Sofer says that we do have the chiluk between the kovel. So there's a machloikis in the Noda Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer, whether there's a kula of kovel sof chokko legabe the tvilabim in that thing. In other words, legabe shuvim when it's a derabbanan and if it's only miyachov. So then. That's beferish that we have that distinction. But Gabi, to be tovel in the kli, that's something.
And this is from a Rashba. What's the Rashba talking about? Do we know?
Rashba's talking about, we did this, we making a mikvah on a rooftop. Okay, now. So now, I want to get to the $2,000 mikvah. Okay? And this is. Yeah, you look at page 20.
Is that expensive or cheap?
It's cheap.
Cheap. Building a mikveh.
Yeah. How much did it cost in the West Side and any mikveh today in a big community is $1 million.
West Side mikveh was built. Somebody wanted that real estate.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Elliot Gibber told us the whole story.
Buy us another plot, build it, and you know, give us a turnkey mikveh, and then you can have the old plot. You want it. So they didn't care what the cost was.
Right.
Because it was so much more.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what our mikvah cost, but it didn't matter.
But it didn't matter because you do it right. Yeah. But you make a mikvah in Muncie. How much does a mikvah in Muncie cost? How many
million?
6 million in Muncie.
Yeah, that's unusual. It's got a hydraulic arm for people that are
built. Yeah.
Two pumps. He said each pump costs $15,000.
Yeah. So this is,
and is that the one that's open like?
Yeah, it's open until all hours.
The whole night.
Every night.
That's no, a good.
Every night.
Every night.
If a woman misses a flight and she gets it.
Yeah, it's important because someone just had the shiloh.
It's open at 3 a.m.
It's open until the morning.
That's good to know, because someone was asking me shiloh. They needed a late mikvah. They were able to get it like 11 here in the Heights, 11:15, whatever. They kept it open. I mean, this time of year, everything's on the later side of things anyway. But still, there's a Yesh Gvul. And
Nicolaides are people also.
Right.
They get paid, you
know, to stay up. No, I don't know. The amount they get paid, if they get paid, is nothing compared to what they...
In this week, I think they're getting paid.
Okay. So, this is the... look how he calls it on page 24. Bedvar ha'amtsoa chadosha bebnias mikvos becountries. Beder kal v'zol ma'od. See on page 24 the title of the article. This is this is the prefab mikvah. So what is it? So I'll show you Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman. He had a picture here, page 23. Here, let's see what it looks like. Very simple. Remember one year I came to his house on, I think it was Chol HaMoed, whichever Chol HaMoed it was, and he had just written this article where he comes out to apostle this mikvah. So he says this is what you do. You have one cavity in the ground. Okay? That's it. All you have to dig is one cavity in the ground. No. And then you make a cement molding, a box. Okay? Here the box, and the box has no bottom to it.
It's not a clay.
It's no bottom. And it has a thing in the middle, that's the neck of Hashaka there, right. In the middle. And this is what you do. So what you do is you dig the cavity, okay? Then you put the bottom, you cement it into the floor. No, just the bottom, just the ritzpah.
Nothing.
And then you take the other thing and you cement it on that. And that is the... And then you just have the water come in, and that's it.
The water there is another issue.
Yeah. You got rainwater can rain in, whatever.
This is opposed to doing it late and pouring the cement in the hole?
Yeah. Right. In other words, you have the cement.
But I'm saying, wouldn't this concept be applied even an expensive to do it like that?
Has many different borers.
Right.
Here's one bore. So within the one bore you impose a molding of cement that you just put in, and there you finished.
And then you make two bores.
And then that's your mikvah. And then you have rain shuvim on one side, shuvim on the other side, you have your hashaka.
I think what he's saying is why is this different? Meaning, why is the shachat? Like, even I build a $6 million mikvah, I can't. It's just a mechanical,
How's this cheaper than pouring the cement in the hole?
Yeah, you pour the cement in and...
Pouring cement in the hole means...
And make a wall.
You have to make many cavities, two cavities. And then you pour it in.
So then it has nothing to do with the box, then it's just one... Just pour it in one hole.
And then just put a wall. Meaning, I don't know, isn't it just saying...
Right, well, it's much more expensive to build walls than to just have a box that was prefab.
But he had to build the wall in here anyway. I mean, it wasn't just pouring the cement in and just saying, it's instead of building a, digging a board this big, I build this, whatever it is, however, and then I take a wall.
Because then you have a whole construction thing of how, whenever you can, a whole construction thing, you have to put beams in, and you have to,
So this is fast, you can be prefabbing this part.
I'm saying, why is it different than just pouring cement in and putting a sheetrock wall in the middle with a hole in it?
Right, but that's much more, I'm not a builder, but that's much more difficult.
And you say somebody has a problem with this?
We're going to see, yeah.
I was told it's expensive part of the mix, not so much as part as the water system.
The pipes.
Yeah. But this is so the shaila is this considered kavo sof chokhov?
It can't be worse than the areva that they made a hole in.
Yeah, but maybe it's a kli after you put top on the bottom.
I'm saying it's not. It's like it shouldn't be less than the Shulchan Aruch than we just did. You took an outrage, but you made it.
Saying that's Kol.
Yeah. So this is.
How's it different than the Machaber's din about taking an arev and making a hole and then dimming Machaber lekarke? Isn't that exactly the same thing?
Huh?
I mean, there it's worse, right? There
it's better.
I'm saying.
Right. Okay. One second. Let's see. So, if you hold like the Chasam Sofer, that it's definitely not Choko Levasov Kovel, right? Because the Tolusha was never clean. So, if you work with that. The Chasam Sofer's idea, then it's okay. If you don't work with that idea, you work with the Noda Yehuda, so then it becomes more difficult, because according to the Noda Yehuda, maybe this is a kli. Maybe this is a kli that's kavol or sof chokko, or they call it kavol chokko vasa. You know,
how's this kavol?
What do you mean attached to the ground? How's
it
chokko? That's
it has a
cleat.
It has no bottom. Has no top.
No, it has a bottom.
Only after it's mechuber.
No. After it's mechuber.
The bottom is already mechuber.
Right.
Right.
So the bottom is just the ground.
The bottom is the ground. You're taking this thing.
And right.
It's like you take a box and put it on the ground. Obviously, it has a bottom. It's called the ground.
Right. Right. So that's. Oh.
Like, let's say this would just be gravity, but there's no. It's never. I have a big cement block. I put it on. There's no cleat, but it's not. Just to block the water on the sides. And gravity, it's heavy enough that the water can't
see
through.
That's cover bar, right? Look, put in the ground. That's cover.
So what's the difference?
I don't see any.
One second. So let's take a look in the Tzemach Tzedek for a second. From page. Second. Page 12. So he says like this. Mikol makom niralik she'ein nitol ke'echad v'choshev kli klal afil v'bol b'socho shapir dami.
Wow, that's...
In other words, there's a Mishnah Parah. The Mishnah Parah says if you have two things that are connected together and you pick up one and it's not strong enough and the other part it won't come together. It's like they talk about by Lecha Mishnah, you know, part of the Challah, you know. So then that's not a kli, because it's only kli with the two pieces, and the two pieces don't stick together. But if you could unearth the whole thing, and it doesn't, and it won't come apart, so then that's a kli. He says, because Mokom Nirulik She'ein Nital Ke'echa Lochoshav Kli Klal Afil Lutbol Tocho Shaper Dami Vunochem Sarasvar. Gamanu Mukrochim Lchilab Zel, a divre omrim, Shagam Bekovelos of Choko, Choshev Kli, Livsolat Vilabsocho. There's, if you hold Kovelos of Choko is a problem, like the Noda Behuda, so then. How is it good?
Maybe cement bar, you could pull out in one piece.
So that's what the Masham said. The Masham, what we saw, was his original tshuva was that, you know. So this thing maybe could be just, you know, you could unroot it with its bottom, because now it's, you see, your case, you put a box on the ground, so you can uproot it, but the ground is not going to come with it. You understand?
If I took a box, I cement it to the ground, and then I just cut underneath, then on top of wherever you cut will come with it.
Yeah.
Even the ground, meaning if it goes 4 feet down.
No. If it's only ground, the ground's not going with it.
But if it's cemented something to the ground, and then you cut
right,
if you meant
right,
if
right,
it's
right,
cemented
right,
to the ground,
right.
And it
so
goes
listen,
two
listen,
feet down.
Right, right.
cut three sukkahs.
Right. So that's the shaila. The shaila is like this: when do we say it's a kli, and when do we say it's derech? It's derech binyan. So Rav Moshe, as Rav Book Gutman pointed out, was machmir on this, this case. As Rav Moshe, Rav Gutman pointed out, would say this mikveh is a kli.
Oh, this is
because as far as was, I put in another packet. Maybe you want to, that derech binyan has to be with like bricks, like. In other words, like Rabbi Nochum Rosenberg said to me, you could take the whole Empire State Building and you could, but you could...
They say it wouldn't have collapsed.
Really? And how was the Twin Towers?
Because the outside, the skeleton was the frame. They didn't have an interior frame. So they had more floor space to rent. It was their object, and once you hit the side of the building, you destroyed the frame.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so as Rev Kalman Klein said to me, Chaim Kalman Klein, the Matirim wanted to say what you said, that this case is no different. This article that was written by Reb Avram Schreiber called Tartakov. He says no different than putting a box on the sidewalk. Putting a box on the sidewalk and then being mechaber it to the sidewalk. You have a box with no bottom, and then you put it on the sidewalk, and then then it rains inside, and that's your mikveh. So he says this is no different than that. And therefore it should be okay. And the others say that this is a chashash of a kli. That's right. You see, because part of the discussion is that anything that's the way we understand is anything that's derech binyan is not a kli. So if you mechaber a derech binyan, so then it's not a kli. So the question is this derech binyan or not? Or that's what he writes here. Or does derech binyan change? And could you say like every generation, derech binyan changes? Or is it a special din? So Rav Gutman in his article writes that he thinks derech binyan needs like lashon of the Ramah of har be'avonim. Rav Moshe also works with that svara. Rav Moshe also says that if you have every side is one chaticha, that's not derech binyan.
And cement is not...
One second, and that's not derech binyan.
Meaning if I build a mikvah and I have 10 rows of bricks, that's okay. But one piece of cement, that's not a wall?
One piece is... one piece of...
That's more wall.
Yeah.
Why cement...
That's more wall. I'm going to have one wall to the...
Why is cement considered one piece of...
Yeah, one second. So maybe that's not...
It's a granulated stuff that's stuck together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I mean, Rav Moshe's case was... you have to see what it was made from. What the case he was talking about. Oh. So that's the discussion here. Rav Gutman also thought that it's going to be a problem of zechila ultimately,
in this case.
Yeah. This box, I would say, it's not going to be zechila.
Yeah.
Why?
It's not going to hold.
It's not going to be.
No, it'll crack.
Right. Okay, true. But this is a kara from digging a pit in the ground and filling it with water.
The seal on the bottom between the
fine. So let's say it doesn't have a seal. So let's say I just dug a pit and I didn't put cement in and I put water in. That's a kosher mikvah. It's gonna leak.
Yeah.
Why does cement make it worse than if I didn't have cement?
Right. So one second. So I'll show you what he writes. Thank you.
Torah. I mean, you always have to calculate what would be if I pulled it out of the ground. I would think their opinion is if I make something and I plant a leaf there, that's pull it back.
Right.
Okay. I could pull it out in one piece.
But yeah, I don't understand how. What do you mean you could pull it out in one piece? You can't pull it out.
Well, like you said, you carve it out.
But the ground also. I could,
right,
could carve it out 20 feet down on the ground. And if I cut it before the ground, it won't come out as one.
It will?
If I cut me out the cement on the floor, then I put the walls in, right? I think
it should be totally on the shaila of the no debut on the chasam sofer.
Why is it different than the barrel? It feels that the barrel that you paint a hole in the barrel, and you stuck it on the ground,
right?
And that's kosher,
right?
So I understand
because that's the ground. Here you have a separate piece.
That's less derech binyan.
Yeah.
That's more derech binyan sticking it on the ground than concreting something in it.
No, because over here now you have a. These two things go together. Now you have your box.
Why do they go together more than I put it on the ground?
The ground and the thing are two separate things.
This is also the cement.
And it's not going to go. The ground's not going to come out with the clay.
The cement bottom was there before the walls.
Yeah,
existed.
But you put it al manas to put that
and
thing there.
And if I cement walls on a ground, guess what? The ground is connected. And if you cut underneath, the ground is going to go on top of it.
Yeah. So the question is there a chiluk between whether you put this al das to put this
the cement is now part of the ground. It's like rock. Again, if I cement walls on carpet,
right, so that's
on,
what they say. In other words,
on an oven, on a cellar.
You see the case of the sidewalk.
The cellar, the whole cellar.
The sidewalk was there from before. So now you're putting it on top of the sidewalk.
So this is here from before.
What was the sidewalk? The sidewalk is concrete that someone put down.
Now adding that when you put that slab there, you had Kavona to put the box on.
Okay, one second. Give me one second. Let me just finish.
Okay, but the sidewalk's also just a piece of concrete that someone put down.
Why does that affect it?
No, because we're saying that a few, because that was part of the Sephora and that whole Gemara, that if you have Kavona to make it, to be covered to the ground as a cleave, then... No.
Okay, but here, but it's not a cleat. I mean, why is it different again?
What makes this a cleat?
Then your box is a cleat. Then your box.
We look at so if that, the, at the end of the day, you're going to end up with something that looks like a box.
If I have a house, why is that not a cleat?
Oh, so that's what I want to talk. Give me a minute now. So this, I spoke to Reb Nachum today about this. The old shaila that he had, that all the law is that if you build a building today, you have to put plastic in the... Right. That's why the Rabbi Chaim Kalman Klein said to me, to the swimming pools today, they all could be considered maybe a kli, because you don't put it in the ground.
Right.
You put it
in the machitza between the ground.
Right. So I was asking him, is it pashut? And he said, that's what Rabbi Yashiv said. If it's not mechuber, then... So then, that was. Let me just say over what he was telling us on the phone that time. That he says like this, in New York City, so you also have to put, you can't put, you have to put plastic in before you put the... That's what he said, that's what he told me.
What is it?
But in...
It is mechuber, no?
One second.
Plastic.
Yeah. It's like a plastic sheet. That's right. Not mechuber to the
what
ground.
What is it, just loose?
Yeah. You know, you line, you dig your foundation, right. And then you line it with a lining. And then you put your thing in it.
I mean, this is hard plastic, right?
No, it's soft plastic.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So then it's a sure not a clue.
No. And then the question is like this. Then you build on it.
Oh, so you're saying the cement is not mechubar?
Right. So is the thing a clear? So he told me, Rav Nachum, that Rav Yashiv told him that it's a shaila of a clue. So what they do is they dig a hole in the, even though that's illegal,
right,
to dig the hole in the plastic, and then they put the cement and it's the bars, and it's already and the people who come to check only come 6 weeks later, yeah, when it's already done, right. But he said in Florida they don't let you come, they don't go 6 weeks later. So in Florida they come right away. So then you can't put the hole there. So then you're in trouble. So he said, so he said like this. He said that what he did was, he can't make a. So what he did was he had the cement has to go then on top of the plastic. That's a problem. So then, but what he did was that, and then the client said the same thing, that the cement continues beyond the plastic, and then it's mechuber to the ground beyond the plastic, and then he has a pole there.
Is that first?
So Mamela, the part where the mikveh is on top of the plastic, but then the cement, there's one sheet of cement that's going to be mechuber min hatzad. In other words, here's the plastic, say the cement over here, it's not mechuber, it'll be mechuber over here. And over here he'll put a, and over here there's no require, and he'll dig over there, and he'll put a bar there. And that's where he's going to build the wall. And over there, the government doesn't require to have any plastic there, because there's no, you know, it's just the wall there. They don't require that there. So then, that's how he gets it. So he gets it mechuber from the to the ground via the cement off to the side. So this part was not, but since it's one sheet and that part is, so maybe the whole thing is considered. It's like I have cement. Here's the ground, and cement is over here, and my mikveh is over here, and this part is not mechuber to the ground because the plastic's underneath, but this part is. And that was his eitzah.
Now, what's with the pole? Again, so what?
He wants to have a double chibur, to have an extra chibur.
So the pole locks in.
Yeah, an extra chibur. So that's what he.
What is the pole?
There's to put a pole in the ground to do a separate chibur.
That's so, mechuber, it doesn't need a plastic underneath.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's called mechuber. That pole is connected.
So the pole is mechuber, and then the cement. Where off from where the mikveh is also connected, so then he has that double connection.
And then the pole goes through the plastic, or
no? Yeah.
No,
the hole is where there's no plastic.
They don't require plastic under a flagpole, they require plastic under a building.
Right. So, Mamela, he's going to make one sheet of
cement.
It's going to connect it to
the cement is going to continue beyond where the mikveh was.
And I don't get the pole part. Is the pole somewhere else?
No, this pole is going to be through the cement.
Just another chibur, just
and it's going to go from the ground up, and then you're not going to see the pole because the pole is going to be inside the wall of the building. So I asked him the following question. I asked him like this, and what about all these mikvahs that they didn't do this? So he has a way of, you know, drilling a hole afterwards, and but is there any limud? And I'm not saying this halacha because I haven't yet had anyone who, you know, he said to me today on the phone, he hears what I have to say, but he's, you know, he says, Rabbi Yashiv told him differently, so what can I tell you? So this is what I wanted to say. Rav Gutman quotes the Emek Shela on page 16, and the end of the first paragraph. Let's do the whole first paragraph. The Gamla Inyan Kalim Abayim B'Mida, the Bina Sheyim Metaltel Mole V'Rekel. Right? Rabbi Weiner's uncle was the big bucky in Kalim Harris. He wrote V'Otskrol, Mishnayis. What did he write? Kalim and Oilus, he wrote, his uncle. The Gamlin and Kalim are born Bemida, the Venus Shame, Metalto, Mole, Verekim, Kamishi, Efshal, Metalto, Mole, Dasa Rambam, Dohoshiv, Kli, Klau, Philo, Thomas, Tubus. Okay, that's one thing. Then he writes, the first word was that, Kol Shekane, Hecha, Shigamba, Eshem, Rekim, Efshal, Taltalam, Klau, Machmas, Kovdom. If you have something that you can't mimic Taltalam because it's so heavy, actually, Yafridam Evan. The only way you'll be tattel if you cut it up. But if it's the Zebachlal Yefshal Ninatal Ka'achas, the Lav Klihu Klal Elabinyan Mikri. He says that anything that you can't metaltel, because it's so you're not gonna, he can't metaltel it, so that's not a kli. It's a binyan. So I said to him like this.
Every kli above a meter, basically.
Yeah. So I said to him like this. Say you had the plastic. Again, I'm not saying the halacha. This is just a svara that I was thinking. Say you have the plastic, and there's no holes in the plastic. Okay. But lemaisa, you have this big structure on it, so and it's not a kli. But yet it's not mechuber lekarka either. But what is it? In other words, could it be no different than the snow of the Magen Avraham that is laying on something laying on the karka? Usually, so something's laying on a karka. That's not a kli.
Why is it not a kli?
He's saying, well, no, let's assume his assumption. He writes that. That you don't blame on me. That's the Amik Shela. Call here, you see what he says? Hecha Shagamba Eshe Efshola Taltalum, page 16, the bottom of the first paragraph. We have it din by Tumah that it has to be metaltel molei v'reikon, but now l'gabi this halach. Kol shekin hecha degam be'eis shem reikon. Iyav shel metaltel on klal machvas kovdon. So actually, a freedom even v'even. Zeh bechlal iyav shel linotol ka'achas. V'lav kli hu klal el binyan mikri. So I wanted to know what's the din if you have a binyan that's laying on the karka, but there's something. But it's lemaisa, it's laying on the karka, and it's not a, according to his definition, it's not a kli. But it's not mechuber either, because it's, in other words, without any cement tricks and any holes.
It's big.
Right. Is that, you know, the Torah Chaim has a discussion, you know, by maybe snow, maybe it's considered. What are you going to tell me? It's tefila ba'avir. You know, that's what he discusses by snow. Maybe the top lay is, you know, but. In other words, is there a tzad to say that could be a kosher mikvah, even though it's not mechuba? Because just by the fact that it's laying on the ground with something.
Where did it say that?
Let's say another thing. Forget the plastic. Like someone said to me, he's saying there's no plastic, but there's no. It's not cemented. Yeah. It's just the
a big box.
Big box that's you can't.
A big cement box you put on the ground.
That's there.
With a bottom, without a bottom.
Well, any building has a bottom to it.
No, I'm saying when you say, let's say on the sidewalk, I take a crane, I put a tremendous heavy thing, and I just put it on the sidewalk.
Right. Right.
So and then it rains inside of it.
No, so that's for sure. L'chora should be okay, because
it's not a mechuber at all.
Right, but it's on the ground. In other words, the water is on the ground, and then it has three. Four mechitzas, but there's no bottom mechitzas.
Yeah, but it's not mechuber to the ground. I didn't.
Right, you know, right. But lemaisa, it's on the ground, and it's not being zochel because it have.
So it's not considered a binyan.
But is it shaykh to speak about? In other words, if he wants to say, assuming his hanocha, that a building, after a while, you can't call it a kli anymore. Is it a kli? This building a kli? So I don't know what's under here. They put a. You know, so maybe after a while, it's no, like he says, like the Emek Shailer says, it's no longer a kli, it's a binyan, but there is a bottom. Do we say that this whole building is a base kibul, so it's being tovel b'kli, or is there a tzad to say that even if it's not mechuber, that it's laying, that was, so he said, here's what I have to say, obviously we didn't find anyone yet, who Mamish says this out Ladina. I was just thinking as a limud chus, because it could be that there are many mikvahs out there that maybe have.
He's not saying that.
He's saying that. Well, he could be talking about that. There's nothing in between. I'm saying even if there's a piece of plastic.
And why would the plastic make a difference?
Yeah, why doesn't it? Meaning, if you hold it, so it is that something so
I'm not
big.
Totaling. It's not a. If it's on the floor, there's no difference between. It's not a.
So
it doesn't
I'm trying to maybe melametz chus that maybe you know all these things with the plastic, maybe it's smart to say that really it's good even without.
I'm saying, according to the Sfar, Mashna Pas Mashna Lo Pas, the Sfar is that it's so big that it can't be moved, that it outcrosses a binyan.
So it's not a Kli.
So it's not a Kli.
It's not a Kli. So now the question is something that's not a Kli that's on the ground.
But even if there's
plastic, and it's not mechuber.
If you hold it that, if it's on the ground, I put it on the ground, on the concrete slab, right. It's on the ground, and you're saying that's going to be good. So let's say there was some plastic there. So what does that plastic do? If you're saying that machlas kovs on it, it's not a kli, it's a binyan, the plastic there doesn't make it able to be moved.
Right. So, right.
So, mashna plastic.
So it's an opinion, but it's not.
It may well be a kli. That's the problem. If you say it's a kli, plastic is an issue. Cause
right, but he's saying it's not a kli.
But he's saying if you hold that machlas.
If you say this far that it's not a kli,
so then maybe. It's got a base kibble. It's a large plate.
Right, but we know. Right.
Why isn't it shuwa?
Because, like, if I say Balfour Hall can't be a cleat, it just can't be, even if there's a plastic thing on it. Meaning, if I take Balfour Hall and I put it down, right?
Right.
So, you're going to say, oh, if there's plastic underneath, then it's going to be a cleat.
It's hard to believe that
it is inherently a cleat because it's got a base keyboard.
But if
you're right,
saying,
but
now
a
saying it loses its shame kli for tumo, that's easy.
A kli,
it loses shame to make
a kli has to be, you know, the concept of being metaltel. You know,
that's not for tumo. That's not necessarily for shuavim.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. This is metaltel by Dina in Mekoch Amamkar. What is this?
You know, the Gedulei Tara was the one.
That's a good question. For Mekoch Amamkar, it's based on the plastic.
I don't think anyone would assume it's a metaltel.
If someone says,
I'll sell you
my
Kalim. My Kalim.
And he owns Balfour Hall. Are you going to say that's Nesalam?
Right. Right, so that's what I was wondering. If there's a svar to say, based on this idea, that maybe even if you didn't, or maybe even like someone said, even if there's no plastic there, and it just but even though it wasn't mechuber. Now today, Rabbi Chaim Chaim mechuber, Rav Nochem wants two chiburim. I'm saying maybe even without any chiburim, if it's not metaltel, and especially if there's a cavity in the ground, it's derech binyan. That's what derech binyan is. To me, derech binyan is when you make a cavity in the ground because you need a foundation.
Didn't you say before that every review is if I take something and I put it on the sidewalk, that's
right.
Good. Even though it's not mechuber.
Yeah. And the sidewalks.
No, there we're talking about it was mechuber.
Let's say I take something.
So that's what this rabbi said. What's his name? He wrote this article.
Abraham
Schreiber. Yeah, I'll show you his line. He has the word sidewalk in English.
Why sidewalk better than plastic? Sidewalk's also the sidewalk's not the ground either. They built something on top of the ground.
Yes.
So the plastic's moved over to the ground.
It's not plastic. They're saying you can lift it. Like a paper bag.
No, you can't lift it. Yeah.
No reason you can't. There's a building on top.
There's a building on top.
Right. So that's what, in other words. We ended the conversation today by myself and Rav Nachum. He says, I hear what you have to say, but, you know, obviously we're not, you know, Rav Yashiv told him otherwise, so we're not starting up here with Rav Yashiv. But, you know, I'm just trying to think of a limud zchus.
Would there be an issue of tov alon?
Yeah. One second, on page 33, the second paragraph. Not the bottom paragraph on the right side, but the one right above that, the last four lines. The first word in the line is kli. Page 33, right side, not the bottom paragraph, the one right above that, the first word in the line is kli. V'hagoa ba'atzmach, anosei chavish shal defonis, b'lo shulayim, al hakaka musukon shalo shemusukon b'cement, kagon al ha-sidewalk. Hayel ha-dashi yichashev l'kli.
Is someone mechabered or not? He doesn't say
I assume he's talking about Yuar because he wants to make it a dimyon to his case, you know, to the mikveh case.
Unless he's saying the kol shekein.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll see Rav Gutman up in the mountains. We'll discuss him. Well, Rav Gutman was the one who. Well, I remember when I went to when Rav Gutman had just written the thing. He said to me, "I wrote this tshuva." This is his piece. And Rav Moshe Rav Moshe, you know, has a tshuva like me, and he was very. That was his. I didn't direct his whole piece of Goodman. I direct. Okay. Those are the. So that was the last thing that I was wondering. In you know, tzarchi, and you know, it's always good to end off with a tzarchi, and so we have what to think about, you know, for the future. But Rav Nochem is very makpid, you know. To make the chibur in Florida, you know, because but I was wondering whether with the same mikshel. Once I saw a Gutman called the same mikshel, I was thinking of this this far. So this is the $2,000 mikvah,
but this mikvah doesn't take care of all the reasons why we build all the other boros is because of the nelson sonatel. So this doesn't take care of any of that.
Right.
I mean, every mikvah could be $2,000 if you don't have any lachshashos.
Right. In other words, you just build
a cavity. And if you build two cavities, it's going to be $2,500.
So this is a way of building one cavity with a Bor Hashoka, not a Lubavitch. Lubavitch always does one cavity. So we did a Lubavitch with one cavity, but, you know,
but not Hashoka. Why aren't they concerned in the country of, like, the reason why you say it's so expensive is because of
they want to have all these other things.
So here they don't. They're just being.
And here, obviously, apparently, it's much. I don't know. You have to speak to a builder who will explain why this is much cheaper.
But I'm saying,
have an insert that you just put the insert in, as opposed to when you have to actually cement the.
But either way, I'm saying you're not. The reason why we want more boros is for.
Yeah, we want all the chashashas that they're not being omitted on.
I'm a little confused by this piece we had there, but. According to the Ramah, if I have many stones, that's a good mikvah, right?
Yeah.
So if I would now cement them to make it stronger, now we're saying that's a kli and not a mikvah. That's less of a binyan. Something that seems counterintuitive here.
Maybe that's.
There's no issue with.
I'm saying if I would do this.
Well, that's the big shaila of the Tzemach Tzedek. The definition of a kli, in other words, he says when.
I mean, that's not. That something seems very counterintuitive.
That it could be one.
If I would have
as one piece.
If I use a cement in the case of the Ramah, now it's now no.
But
glass,
I think,
but not a.
I think the Emek Shela. I think the svar is very compelling. It's very mustaber to say that this is a kli. I mean, it has to be. You know, the chibur, the Gedulei Tara is the one who. Who's the one by Tfilas Kalim says that something that's mechuber you don't have to do Tfilas Kalim for, and that's why some people extend that to electric devices to say that that's a whole discussion. Dovid Cohen, I just got a shiloh from a camp that they just got sandwich makers, grilled cheese sandwich makers, and they want to know whether. So that's a whole discussion about. But the Gedulei Tara is the one who wrote the original tshuva about this idea that something's mechuber not being clear. Okay, Rabosai, again, I thank everyone for coming. 32 Shiurim Kiminyan late. And, we should be able to use mikvos in a good way, the Karen Shal Yisrael. And,
that's how we've done it, that we make people.
Panic. Yeah, but hopefully they're good. No, the Musa Haskell of this is you can't take anything for granted.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that it's just checked out by a reliable thing. Even if you have a mikveh and a chashuva places, but if it wasn't, like they had this person who was the Balan, and they never checked out to see how he was doing the Zriya, how he's doing the Hashaka. And then one day they find out that he was doing it wrong. And then they have to come on to, but it just shows you how much the halakhic ingenuity of different kulas and different chumras all together, and it's a lot to say. So we thank everyone for Shkoyach for coming, and we should see each other at good occasions in the future.
Amen.